your value system is going to be portrayed so loudly that you are going to attract the right people to you because they align with those values, and you are purposefully going to repel the people that it doesn't make sense for.
Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. How much are your ideas worth to you? Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan takes data preservation seriously. They understand that data is not just bits and bytes. It's your valuable IP, innovations, and ideas. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. CrashPlan has options for individuals and businesses who want reliable, secure backup services. CrashPlan works efficiently in the background while you work encrypting and sending all your new or changed files up to their secure cloud every 15 minutes. Get 24/7 365 protection. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
At the time of recording this, I am just a few days away from flying to LA to film a television show. And for those of you who don't have the background on this, it's a long story. I'm not really allowed to say much as of yet. However, I am going to be filming with a crew for something that's coming to major streaming services in the spring. But I am currently so congested and a little bit terrified that I'm so congested. So bear with me. I'm not worried about this podcast, but I am definitely worried about how I will sound on a television show if this doesn't clear up super soon. I am going to blame the weather. It's been like 70 degrees in February, and that is a very not normal. But the bouncing around, we've had more allergens already in the air way too early. I don't know. I'm trying not to panic because I know I sound congested and I'm very, very, very nervous about that. But by the time you are actually listening to this, I will have already flown and come back and hopefully can share more things super soon. It's been such a huge honor to be involved and chosen and sought out. And so I look forward to sharing more. If you want to see some of the behind the scenes, though, I am going to be sharing everything over on Instagram. And if you missed it live, I'm going to have a highlight on my personal profile. So you can go to @BossProject. My personal profile at Abigail Says will be linked. If you pop over there, make sure you hit follow. You can also turn on notifications so you don't miss new posts or new reels. And there should be a highlight from the trip that you can check out. Now, to some of you who are potentially familiar with production, it will be no surprise to you that the date and timing of all of this has shifted a lot. And because the production schedule keeps changing, I had gotten to the point where I stopped rearranging my whole schedule. And I was just like, when I finally have plane tickets, then I'll worry about it. Well, that has meant that last week and this week, the week you're listening to this, assuming you listen close to publish date, I will have been simultaneously traveling and doing a live launch, not only with myself, but also with my entire community, because I am a little crazy. It was definitely not planned. I definitely had totally anticipated being home and having this be a very chill thing. But doing both at the same time, to me, is just proof that launching can be easy. Launching can be fun. Launching will also throw you curveballs that you can't anticipate. And I am grateful that all of this has happened in the way that it did. And I just also want you to know that I get it. If you are ever like, man, I just feel like people always have such these elaborate plans for what launching looks like, and they're putting all of this time, effort, energy into producing this big ordeal. Now, no doubt time, effort, and energy went into this, but I do want you to know that it can be simple and that you can create something that gives you real momentum. And so if you're curious about the planning that went into this and how I executed this simple live launch, I am actually walking through that entire launch inside Digital Product Jumpstart. You can get access to it. It's actually a bonus to the program. So you can go find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart, and I will be sharing more details there. And as always, if you have any questions about a program, you're always welcome to DM me over on Abigail Says. But today specifically, I wanted to talk more about generating consistent paid leads and what that looks like for you and some of the specific things that you can be focusing on that really are going to help make this a bit more seamless and feel really natural. Now, I think one of the first ones when we start talking about bringing in leads is an element to this that I can't give you. It's something that you have to have yourself. It's not something that I feel like I can teach. I'm sure some people would argue differently, but I need you to have self-belief and confidence in what you're putting out into the world. And I think so often when we get frustrated by a lack of leads or a lack of sales, a lot of it comes back to a lack of belief that we can do it, we can figure it out, that we are capable, and that we carry ourselves confidently. Because confidence attracts people like nothing else I can possibly describe. No amount of content or strategy can, in my opinion, cover up a lack of confidence. A lack of confidence will always show through, and it's a really big turnoff for people. And so if that's something that you struggle with, I really encourage you to be thinking about the things that you offer and making sure they're in alignment with what you feel really good about. Because when those two things are jiving, the rest of this is going to be really, really seamless. And something I think that might give you some peace around this is specifically around this concept of experience and being an expert. And I think so often a lack of self-belief or confidence comes from this feeling like you haven't been doing it long enough, you aren't experienced enough, you're not expert enough to be doing something. But I think there is a really big difference between having enough experience and years of experience. So they're two very different things, and I kind of want to dig into it a little bit and give you some examples of why I think we need to be thinking about these differently. It's not about having 10,000 hours. It's not about having a degree in something. It's not about any of those things. Now, no doubt, if you were going to have someone operate on your brain, you definitely want them to have a degree, and you definitely want them to have those 10,000 hours. But the majority of us are not doing things that are in the emergent fields, and we are focusing on helping people. And we can help people from our own experience, our lived experience, without necessarily needing all of this background. And so even in the field of medicine, I think it can still come up. Like, would you be more likely to go to a family doctor that's been practicing for more than 40 years? Or are you going to feel drawn to a younger doctor that has a better understanding of your life and lifestyle and also understands your desire to mix traditional and potentially natural medicine? Are you going to the person that's the expert with all of those years of experience? Are you going to someone that you feel like you can relate to? It's not true just there. Like, when you go to pick a hairstylist, are you looking to be the one who's been doing hair for so long that her crew of people that she works with has turned over and she's doing more perms than she is balayage? Are you more likely to go to the salon that's downtown that pours you the glass of champagne as soon as you walk in the door? It's not about having been there, done that, done it a million times. It's about an experience. So sometimes it's not even your experience. It's creating a sense of experience and immersing you in something. You may sit down with someone who literally got their certificate to do hair like 2 weeks ago, if it's in a bougie downtown salon, and you're not worried about that because you figured, based on the way this business carries themselves, you trust that they vet the people that works there. What about hiring a nanny? Are you going to pick the person who watched you as a kid and is still somehow nannying? Or are you going to look for that non-traditional daycare that includes Montessori activities and keeps your kid engaged? Not to say that someone who hasn't been doing something a very, very long time can't adjust, keep up with trends, and really focus on serving new people. That's not at all what I'm saying. I specifically want you to see where you fall in this. You don't have to be this highly, highly professionally trained person with all of this experience under your belt. You can be someone that someone connects with, that they relate to, that they trust, and you can pull from your own lived experience, and that is enough. And it is okay if the lived experience is like happening in real time. You don't necessarily have to pull from something that's already happened. You can take someone on a journey and say, hey, this is what I'm working on. I'm excited to be working on it. Come with me as I learn too. You get to decide what that looks like, but you don't have to be so focused on being this particular persona of a person. You just need to be yourself. You need to be fully you and be excited about the work you're doing. Now, at the end of the day, every business, especially successful ones that really want to untap that next level in life or business, they are in a loop. We all are. All small businesses are in a loop. And some people get stuck in the loop, which is why this ends up becoming frustrating. But if you can create that continuous flow, then you can have consistent leads, not on autopilot. Like, you still have to do work, but they can be continuous. Like, they don't have to stop and go away and then you have to come back to it. They can be consistent if this is something you're focused on. So I want you to imagine this loop like an infinity symbol, where it's up, down, around, and you go the 8 turns sideways, an infinity loop, right? Well, on one of those corners, it's going to be focus. And in a space of focus, we want to remove distraction, gain clarity, and simplify. And this is really about reducing waste of resources, your time and energy especially. We want to avoid shiny objects and get really clear on what we're actually executing on. Focus leads into a stage of attraction. You are going to save so much time by only attracting the right people. I'd much rather you bring in less leads that are far more qualified, and even better still, leads that have actually paid to join your list, than you have a whole bunch of leads that mean nothing to the bottom line of your business. Once we've attracted those people, we move into selling. And selling is where you effortlessly close those deals and make more sales. This is an opportunity to create more cash flow, generate momentum, and really create the finances necessary for you to live the life that you want to live. But it always comes back to experience. Because not only is your experience coming into this, the thing, your lived experience, the things you've done, not only will it add to this, but the experience you're actually providing your clients is an essential part of this loop. Because things don't end at the point of sale. Like, you want to create something that has deep impact, deep meaning, actually is helpful, is giving them solutions to their very real problems. When we do this well, we can create social proof. And all of that is really going to fuel the next go round with this, because we can take those experiences and those positive outcomes from our clients and use it to fuel all the rest of this moving forward. Like I briefly mentioned at the beginning of this episode, if you really want to dig into what you're focusing on and simplify and get some clarity, I know that the place to start is Digital Product Jumpstart. And even if digital products, you're like, I'm not sure if that's something I should do, could do, want to do, but you're still feeling like there's some disconnection between your offers, it's still worth it. Because inside Digital Product Jumpstart, I'm specifically walking through identifying your ideal client in a way that you've never seen done before. I do not say that lightly. And we specifically talk about your offer ecosystem. And when we talk about your offer ecosystem, you will start to see how these things click together. So whether you ultimately end up creating a digital product or not, you having some low-hanging fruit to bring in qualified leads is going to make the rest of your business run so much smoother. Inside Digital Product Jumpstart, I walk you through creating that initial offer and launching it, getting it out into the world and validating that offer with pre-sales. But I want to take it a step further. How do you continuously, on evergreen, for those of you unfamiliar with the term evergreen, imagine it all the time. Like, an evergreen tree never goes dormant, right? An evergreen tree is always green. It doesn't lose its leaves in the fall. So instead of having this launch where you have this big momentum and build up and then you wait, evergreen is meant to be a continuous process. Okay. And so with this next phase, I really want to help you focus on the attraction and the selling pieces. How do you take that offer that brings people into your bubble and convert them, but keep that momentum going so that this loop will keep running? My favorite way to do this is to really focus on magnetic marketing. And with magnetic marketing, you will never run short on leads. Now, regardless of what platform you ultimately choose to market your business, there are at least four types of content. But I'm going to dig into four specifically. And they are all designed with a very specific purpose in mind. And I think most people just haphazardly use these strategies and they don't even necessarily know why. And I want to talk about the purpose of these different types of content and what they psychologically do and how we can utilize them to get more of the kinds of actions that we want people to take in our business. If we want more followers, i.e., we want more people who don't know we exist to know we exist and to be interested in what we're sharing, we need to focus on awareness content. Now, awareness content is really based in storytelling. It is meant to focus on your unique values. Your value system is going to be portrayed so loudly that you are going to attract the right people to you because they align with those values, and you are purposefully going to repel the people that it doesn't make sense for. So an example of awareness type content that I have done is specifically talking about building my business quickly and doing all the things that I was told I needed to be doing. I booked myself out. I created a service. I utilized my specific training and background to get this business started. And I was able to replace my corporate salary and hit 100,000 in 8 months and double it 4 months later. But the piece that ultimately really seals the deal and actually aligns with the right people is the second half of the story. It'd be really easy to say, I learned all the things and I'm great. And that is not where the connection comes from. The connection comes from when I tell you my entire world fell apart the moment I was in a 5-car collision because the business I had built was no longer sustainable. And I had to rebuild from the ground up a business that could support me while I was in active recovery. That story, whether I'm saying it in a 2-paragraph caption or if I'm doing it in a much bigger way, that is a story that's going to connect with people. And specifically, not everyone. It is perfectly okay with me that it doesn't connect with everyone. But who I want it to connect with is people who understand that you can be successful, but life will always still happen. And likely, it's going to hit the people most who have been through hard shit, regardless of what the thing was. Regardless of what the thing was. They've been through something hard, and they now see what this looks like. Now, in an ideal world, I would reach people who haven't been through the hard thing yet and prepare them so that they have something already in place before this happens. But I also know the reality is most of the time it's going to connect with someone who's already faced the hard thing and they're still swimming. Like they're still scrambling to figure it out, and I'm swooping in to try to help them.
I want to look and feel my best in my own skin. With Oak Essentials, my skin stays hydrated and glowy, no makeup required. Get a simplified skincare routine that boosts collagen production and leaves you with beautiful, healthy skin. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com and get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout.
The Moisture Rich Balm felt like instant relief for my dry skin. It felt like a facial at a high-end spa.
I also snagged the Awaken Body Wash.
It contains lavender oil. Lavender oil soothes skin with calming properties. Most soap leaves my skin feeling dry, but with Awaken Body Wash, it's hydrated and smooth. If you're already obsessed with the best-selling Moisture Rich Balm, the Moisture Rich Body Balm is the same intense moisture you know and love, formulated for a full body glow. Treat yourself at oakessentials.com. Get 15% off your first order with code BOSSPROJECT15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at oakessentials.com. Promo code BOSSPROJECT15. From luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care, you deserve it. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire. We've had to weed through hundreds of applications in the past. We could have saved so much time if we'd used Indeed. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Now, when you think about your story and creating awareness, you want to be thinking about your values. So for me, I value things like integrity and telling the truth, which means I focus a lot on transparency, even when it's uncomfortable or even when it's not what I think people want to hear. I also focus on prioritizing the parts of my life that are critically important. i.e. my life. My life is far more important than this business ever will be. And me creating a business that allows me to focus on that first will always be the thing that guides me in my decision making. And when I say that loudly and proudly, it attracts people. It attracts followers. And that's a really powerful tool. Now, followers are great, but we also need ways to create volume. With awareness content, you're going to reach who you reach. Some people are going to interact with it, some people aren't. Sometimes you're going to be talking about such sensitive subjects that people are even scared to comment, are nervous to say anything. But they'll still follow you. They'll do that action that's unassociated with a piece of content. But because of that, you occasionally need content that is specifically designed for reach. It is going to get more views and more impressions. And that kind of content is what's called trigger content. And some people hate this because they think it is something you shouldn't do or that it has some sort of malice. And if that's the case, it's because you've seen this used in a way that hurts people. Trigger content can absolutely do things that you don't want to see done, but it doesn't mean it can't work. It doesn't mean it can't be effective for you and still align with your value system. Now, you have to figure out what that looks like for you, but trigger content ultimately is sparked by controversy. And obviously, controversial subjects can really get people on edge. And depending on what those subjects are going to both attract and repel people. And sometimes what you're seeing a lot with trigger-based content is you don't even necessarily care if it reaches the person that it's responding positively to. You actually welcome the controversy and the discussion in the comments. Because the more people engage with that content, the more widely viewed it will be. Now, you have to put your own guideposts up as to what this looks like and how you want to create something that feels good to you. So if you're not ready to create trigger-based content, I get it. But when you want to expand reach and get more impressions, it is a surefire way to do that. Some of these other things will naturally do that because they're going to create enough momentum there. But if you want a surefire way to get reach, it is specifically to say something controversial. Now, not to say that the controversial thing is backwards from the way you think or teach or whatever. It actually should be perfectly in alignment. It just should be charged. So an example of controversial content for me would be focusing on saying that passive income in the online industry does not exist. You would get a whole bunch of people being like, oh, I set up these funnels. Oh, I have ads. Oh, I have all. Yeah, you set all those things up. You put time, attention, and maintenance into putting all of those things in place. That is work. That is not passive. I get really frustrated. So things you're frustrated by are a great opportunity to step on that soapbox. I fully believe the only true passive income out there is investments. Something that is sitting in an account for a long term and is managed by someone else that's not you. That's not you. And that charges some people up and makes them mad. And as much as I would love to say that it exists, and not to say that I haven't got sales in my sleep, I absolutely have, but that was only possible because I did the work in advance and I created a system that would sell even when I'm not there, which to me is far different than passive. I still did the work. I just did it in advance and it's going to keep working for me until I have time to maintain it again. You know what I'm saying? There is a difference. So this next type of content serves two purposes, okay? Ultimately, it's nurturing kind of content, meaning you take someone who's already engaged with you, already is a follower, and you are showcasing value and proving that you're going to be there to support them, meaning they're getting closer and closer to that sale all the time. However, you can absolutely create an environment where you do this too much and you're not getting the actions you want. And so if you feel like, oh, well, yeah, I want to nurture people. Okay, but do you have enough people to nurture? I would say nurturing is probably needs to be 15, 25% maybe of your marketing efforts, but that reach and getting in front of new people and ultimately engaging them into a sale, that needs to be 50 to 75%. Okay. But it does have a multi-purpose. So it can still reach new people if you're focusing on creating something that's so powerful that people want to save it. And even if they don't come back to it, it doesn't necessarily matter because if they save it on pretty much any platform, saves are counted as engagement. And the more engagement you have, the more people it will reach. So it will expand your reach, but saves are a different kind of engagement. It doesn't necessarily spark action. It's going to spark someone who wants to save something for later. How do I put this? It's someone who's thinking about taking the next step, not someone actively taking the next step. And there's a time and a place for it and definitely a necessary part of your marketing plan, but I wouldn't do it all the time. Now, naturally, what this looks like for educational content, I want you to think of tutorials and how-tos. There's others for sure, but ultimately you're teaching someone something and making it tangible and actionable. Technically, right now, the podcast you're listening to is educational. It is nurture-based content. Now, I am including little anecdotes in the beginning and the middle and the end to call someone to action. But ultimately, the majority of the people going to listen to this podcast are simply going to listen. Like, they're not necessarily going to take action. Would I love them to take action? Absolutely. But my podcast is designed to nurture people. I focus my efforts to bring awareness and engagement and sales in other places. This is to take the community that already exists and show them that I'm here to support them again and again and again and again and again and again and again over 800 times. And not just talk about small things, but talk about big things. I think a lot of people hesitate, like, if I'm going to create educational content, what should be paid versus what should be free? Honestly, I think you can say anything and everything that you would say in paid content. The thing is, there's no curation to it. Someone could dive into one subject, but for them to get the full big picture, them paying you is them paying you for the roadmap that puts all of these things in order and creates a solid plan. Now, my favorite kind of content, not favorite all the time favorite, but definitely favorite in this season, is specifically activation content. Activation content has two purposes. It will convert because you're calling someone to action, and it will also improve engagement. So if you're doing this in a public place, like on Instagram Reels, it's going to get people to comment, to get a link, to go to the link, to move forward to the next step. If it's something in email, activation content is like a sales email. That sales email is designed to give them the information they need to take the next step, which is the purchase. Activation content is meant to spark action. Now, there's a lot of different ways we can do this. I think some people attempt to use that trigger content to spark action, and I don't like that. I think you can absolutely come from a positive place and get people to move forward. But instead of forcing them to move forward, which I think is what a lot of people are turned off by, they've seen or even experienced someone who is so focused on closing the sale that they are willing to sell to anyone, even if they're not a fit. And maybe you've even been through that, where you were sold something that you weren't ready for, whether that was you weren't ready for the work or you weren't ready for the financial investment that was required of you. Regardless, that can give you an icky feeling. I want activation content that is like a hell yes, like a woo, let's go. I want to see people who are so excited and activated and motivated and inspired to take action. Not people who feel pressured and manipulated. Those are different. Technically, it's the same kind of content, but it's all about how you execute on it. I specifically want people who are already ready. Now, while I can try to get someone ready by creating that educational content that's going to nurture them or bring someone in by talking about my values and hoping that someday they're ready, that's something I can't make someone do or make someone be ready because I don't know everything else that's going on in their life. And they could be ready in all of these other ways. For example, a lot of my clients have been in business for a while and are just starting to be on that like brink of burnout, and they want to create more by doing less. They understand and logically get that that's possible, but that there's a lot of resistance there. And some of those people are going to be ready right now. They're like so on their edge. They're like,
someone just push me off. Someone just take me with you. And there's going to be a lot of people that are also just like, I can feel all of these things, but it's easier for me to keep going through the motions. The people who want to keep going through the motions, not that I can't help them, not that I don't want to help them, but that's not what my focus is on in my activation content. I focus on someone who's already hit their I'm done moment. Now, I think there's a lot of different ways to go about doing this depending on what you're calling someone to. But for me, most people have already, like I said, already gone through the hard thing. And they have to see that there's a better and easier way. And sure, I can teach them functionally about a ton of other stuff. Like if you want to just focus on client experience or sales or whatever, for sure. I have so much content out there that'll help you. But unless you're really willing to take a look at like how everything operates and come back with a simpler plan, you might not be ready. And so my activation content, I focus on people who are already on the edge of their seat. They're ready to jump and they just need someone to hold their hand, right? So think about who that is for you. Where do they have to be ready to jump? And some of you are like, I'm not creating this massive change. I'm just selling a website. Okay. But like, what is the website doing? Because you're not just selling a website. I used to just sell websites. That's boring. That is a surefire way to be burnt out and never want to build a website again if you're just building websites. You need to know what their purpose is. When I was focused on selling websites, my unique proposition was that I was focused on selling websites to service providers that were meant to put people in action to take the next step and to convert more leads, i.e. get more discovery calls, because the most of the service-based entrepreneurs I work with lead to a discovery call is like the main next step, right? And the I'm done moment is my website's not serving me. Maybe I'm even embarrassed by what my website is doing. It's not a tool. I'm constantly reinventing the wheel and sending all these custom things over to people because I can't send them to my website to take the next step. And I'm not trying to hit everyone who needs a website. I'm not trying to sell someone who has a product-based site that wants to build a giant store and all of those things. Nope. I'm focused on someone who wants their website to be a tool in their tool belt that actually helps them in their sales process and gets those qualified leads to book a discovery call. That was my main purpose when I was focused on selling websites. So you need to know the unique proposition. My unique proposition now is that I see two things happen. There's a lot of things happening, but there's a flow to it. So number one, the majority of people I work with, their number one complaint is they want more leads. Whether that's because they want to grow their email list of people they can potentially sell to down the line, or they want more leads because they're not converting enough to sales, or they want more leads because they want to diversify the offers that they have and they don't want to deliver all of them as services anymore. They want to expand into something like digital products or courses or group programs. So if leads is their number one problem, I needed to showcase the best way to generate leads. And sure, you can absolutely send someone to a lead capture form on your website. But that requires that that person is already interested in your services. And that's a hard pitch. Like that's a hard sell unless someone's been paying attention for a long time and you have a very, very specific need that you're fulfilling for them. A much easier way to get someone to take action is to attract them to you at the stage you need them to be at for them to be primed and ready for the very next step. So I developed Digital Product Jumpstart to help people leverage a digital product to bring in a continuous stream of qualified leads and get paid in the process, because it is work. And if you're going to do all that work and you're just getting a bunch of free leads, that is so unmotivating, because now you still have to go through this whole process to sell them. Versus if you have people who pay you to join your list, you've already been paid for your time to get them there. And now any additional sales after that is icing on top. You don't need all of those people to move on to the next stage for it to be worth your time and effort. Hence why I developed what I did. But once you develop that offer that's bringing in those continuous leads, you need an easy system that's going to allow you to continue to market this on an ongoing, continuous, evergreen basis, which is why I just announced Instagram Profit Playbook, and I am so freaking excited about it. This is really focused on intentional content, content designed to spark action. A lot of focus on the activation content. Not that we're not going to sprinkle in those other things. We 100% are, because if you only do activation content, it can come off a little strange. You need those other things. There are other tools in your tool belt. And inside, I teach my two-click funnel, because the shorter the funnel, the faster someone moves from a lead to a sale. And I'm making it very easy for someone to take the next step. I walk you through every single piece of the puzzle at creativetemplateshop.com/Instagram. I absolutely want to see you inside. If you're wanting to focus on getting more leads this year, bringing in more qualified people who are ideal for your other offers, this is the marketing plan. This is what's working for online small business owners right now. And there's a bunch of people out there who are teaching outdated strategies that maybe worked for them 3 or 5 years ago. This is stuff like I'm actively testing and working on right now. In the first 6 weeks that I focused on implementing these strategies, it brought in over $19,000 and 222 new students, which was a projected revenue, because those people don't just buy once, they buy again. Projected revenue of over $130,000 from just Instagram in under 6 weeks, with less than 5,000 followers on Instagram, because Instagram hasn't been my main source of leads in a long time. I grew my first account to over 45,000 followers, but then I put my time and effort somewhere else. So I want to walk this path with you. I want to help you create more of that loop, the focus, attract, sell, experience, the focus piece to gain that clarity and simplify, digital product jumpstart. If you want to attract and sell, Instagram Profit Playbook, creativetemplateshop.com/Instagram. I can't wait to see you there.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our Creative Template Shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.